Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 4, and the week's topic is brand, tactical considerations. Today, our focus is clear is more critical than clever, and works with truth number 33 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Today's topic is clear is more critical than clever. And this comes from truth 33 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is clear is more critical than clever. Often we pride ourselves or others are impressed when we are clever. And marketers are often looked to be clever, to be creative. But unfortunately, clever can often get in the way of your message. To begin, let's start with our Bible verse. And this one comes from 2 Peter 1:16. And it reads like this: For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. The point of this verse is, do not ask people to follow cleverly designed myths, but rather be eyewitnesses to Christ's majesty. You know, us marketers, we can be a very creative bunch, but sadly, being too creative can get in the way of your message. And what's most important is that you get your message across. But so many times we see things that are very clever, very creative, and we, just looking at it as a consumer, spend more time thinking about the creativity or the cleverness, and we neglect to see what the message was that was intended all along. And that's the challenge. We've seen it happen a few times in the book, and I'll mention it again here. We use the example of the pet.com sock puppet. You may remember that sock puppet. It was on TV all over the place a number of years ago. The sad thing was, everybody was paying attention to the sock puppet. That's what they were talking about. They knew it, they were laughing about it, they looked at what it was doing, they were sharing its little tales. But guess what? Nobody knew who it represented. Nobody knew about pet.com. The sad thing was, the sock puppet got in the way of the brand. And the problem with that is that eventually nobody was going to pet.com. Pet.com's business ended up being killed because what it used as the sock puppet ended up detracting from the core message of the business. And that happens when you become really creative or really clever. You can push creativity and cleverness so far that it takes you to a point where people don't understand it. They don't believe it. They're spending all their time thinking about it and not you. perhaps I no longer even believe you because what's been designed or developed is so far-fetched. Clever becomes a problem when it needs to be explained. And too many times we'll see very clever things, but if somebody has to ask you, well, I don't get it. What does that mean? And you need to explain it, or you need to have something clever explained to you, then probably they have pushed the envelope a little bit too far. Now, don't get me wrong. Clever can be very good. And there are examples, very good examples of being clever and using that cleverness to convey a message. One of my favorite examples is a radio show in Cincinnati. It's called Driving Home the Faith. It's on iHeartRadio in Cincinnati, and the show is done by Father Rob Jack. What I love about this is it is clever. It's a clever title, Driving Home the Faith. It's on a radio station, and guess what? It is on during the drive time commute in the evening between 4 and, say, 6 p.m. in Cincinnati. So it's perfect. But more than just the time of day, Father Rob does a really great job of trying to drive home the faith, really help equip people to understand their faith and live their faith. So the cleverness of that title works so exceptionally well and is a great example of what we can do when we are clever. You just don't want the cleverness to go too far. Because when it goes too far and you need to explain it or people don't understand it, the problem is, then they're going to miss your message. As we reflect back on the verse from Peter, remember what your role is. Your role is to help make eyewitnesses of Christ's majesty. We don't need to be clever to do that. We need to be clear to get the message out. As you think about this today, ask yourself, do you have any items like an ad or a logo or a tagline, even a website that is really clever? Do people understand the message there, or do you have to do a lot of explaining? Is your work clear or is your work clever? That's it for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Thank you for being here. We are so glad you listened in today. Look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. We invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group, where we share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. Are you looking for even more insights? You can purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.